I believe it. Yeah, doctor, throat doctor. So anyway, we were going to Waycross. I had three kids, and the youngest one. And before I left, I went by the post office and got this box of cheese. It was Christmas, just before Christmas. Got the box of cheese, and you could smell it. And we were riding along over just outside of Waycross over there, and somebody had run over a skunk in the road. So I'm like, what in the world is that? Little four-year-old said, that must be Daddy's cheese. We thought about that a lot of times. She said, must be Daddy's cheese.
Hell, I bet it wasn't even Limburger.
No, it was a nice cheese spread. Wisconsin cheese spread. And but she was just smart enough. She says, must be Daddy. Must be Daddy's cheese.
I wonder if she likes cheese
to this day. Oh, yes, she does. Yes, she was crazy about cheese.
What would you call another animal? A small one, hops, and it lives near the water. Some of them croak.
Frog.
And are there different names for frogs depending on whether they live on the land or the water?
No. Well, bullfrog. There's a water frog, a spring frog, we call them spring frog, hoppy toad. Hoppy toad is the one that lives on land mostly.
Oh, okay. Is a spring frog the same as a rain frog?
A rain frog? No. Spring frog is a long green, he's more slim. Bodied frog rather than the big old bullfrog or the little rain frog, it's a little small green frog. But what we call a spring frog, they're around a spring or water hole, and when you come near them, they'll spring off suddenly into them.
Oh, is that what it means?
I think so. Well, I'm not sure if it means whether spring or whether they live around a spring, a water spring, you know. I think that's where it's fresh water. They'll be around where there's fresh water.
Well, is the rain frog then the one that chirps?
Right. Little green one about this big. He's got a real high, deep voice. I mean, not a deep voice, it's a real high-pitched voice. And, chirps more.
Oh. What do you call ordinary worms that are used for fish bait?
Earth worms.
Do you have any other names for especially big worms?
No.
Okay. What do you call an insect that sends out light on and off in the
sun? Lightning bug.
And what do you call an insect that has a long, skinny body, filmy wings, and great big eyes?
Mosquito hawk.
Really
dragonfly, mosquito hawk we call them.
Are they really easy to see?
I don't know about that, no.
What do you call an insect that
fills
a nest out of mud?
Dirt
dauber. And what do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Peanuts.
And if a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you say
that the boy what his father? Looks like him.
Okay. Would you ever use a word like favors or features?
Yeah, I would. But I'd probably use more. I'd probably use the first one that. He looks like his father, resembles his father, maybe.
Well, how about if he doesn't look like his father,
but he acts like his father? Said that
the boy is what his father. Takes after his father, yeah. Okay. And what do you call a woman who helps with childbirth, but who isn't a nurse?
Midwife.
I heard that they're coming back into popularity these days.
I expect they would. With the price of doctors, I guess they would come back.